Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to target the enterprise.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
In all ways, sales, marketing, product, etc., and see how far we can get on giving you folks a lot of thoughts on how to do that. One of the reasons we're talking about this is because there's a trend that both of us have seen where even companies with just a single founder are going up market and not just going after like small, medium businesses, but they're also going after mid-market companies and larger companies. And just to throw it out there, Stelly, to me, like this is not just about enterprise. It's just about, you know, charging more than like $10,000 a year. You know, because that's when you start getting into areas that all the enterprise sales type of stuff applies. In true form, though, an enterprise sale is in the millions of dollars a year if you really want to go for like what enterprise really means.
Yeah, it should be like 6-7 figures is typically what you what you would want. And we can go crazy on this episode, but I want to jump right in here, which is, here's my first tip to people. If you want to target enterprise or large organizations as your customers, you want to charge a lot of money for your product because the cost, it's going to take a very high amount of time, money, and resources for you to really close a enterprise customer. Their demands are going to be really high. They're going to be moving very slowly. You're going to need a lot of energy and effort and senior people on your team to close these customers. So it's going to cost you a shit ton of money to acquire a customer like that and a lot of time. So it needs to pay a big enough return to be worth it. And oftentimes, inexperienced startups that want to go the enterprise route, they think if they make their product a little cheaper, things might move faster. Or because they're lacking confidence, they're thinking, well, we can't really charge $250,000 for this, we're just going to charge $10,000 or $5,000 or, $1,000 a month or something. But then they approach this super massive, giant of a corporation, and they have to go through all these hoops, and they have to deal with all these delays and all these decision makers, and it takes them 18 months to close a deal that they thought would only take 2 months. And now, you've spent so much energy, time, and money, and you're making $1,000 a month. Like, that just makes no sense. So my first tip out there is that if you want to go down the enterprise route, you need to make it worth your while. And you need to realize that it's going to cost a lot more money than you think to acquire these customers. So you need to price your product accordingly.
Yeah. I mean, if you charge too little, then no one's going to care, and especially the larger sale. And it's odd. I've noticed it churns higher when they pay you less money in enterprise.
Yeah, in enterprise, it's definitely like these massive organizations, the cheaper your product, the less of a priority it is. And also, it is looked upon as like, you have to think about the world that they live in. They live in a world where they spend millions of dollars buying technology and implementing technology with lots of consultants, rolling them out over years. So when something is like a few hundred dollars or $1,000, to them, that equals that this probably is not a good tool. This probably is not a company that's going to be able to service them well. So they actually, pricing makes a big part of the branding in terms of how serious these companies will take you.
Yeah. So pricing as signal for value of your product and how seriously they should take it, I think, is a big one in enterprise. I mean, another one here is like, I would say it has to do with sales cycle. So I see a lot of companies, especially, I mean, this was more prevalent earlier, like back in the day, but companies get kind of frustrated having a long sales cycle, right? And saying, oh, it takes 6 months to close the deal for an enterprise customer, let's say in the 6-7 figures range. And you know, it kind of makes sense. But every time that I've dug into those problems, and, you know, if it's a problem and someone says it takes 6 months, typically they're just doing something wrong in their sales process. And usually it has to do with the process itself and the